It is 12:51. Some restaurants in the area are involved in relief efforts for the victims of the Philippine typhoon. At least one eatery is donating all tips toward helping those who survived the disaster and the aftermath. And in other restaurant news, there is a mixology competition coming up tomorrow where half of the ticket sales will go to typhoon victims. A couple of ice rinks are donating $1 from each skating ticket to the Red Cross for the victims. And there's so much more, which Nikki Nellis of the list, Are You On It, is here to talk to us about. I hope I haven't stolen your thunder.
That's okay.
What all is going on?
Well, you know, listen, we see the devastation every day in the paper and on TV and here on WTOP about what's going on in the Philippines. And locally, people are finally getting their acts together and saying, okay, so how can we help? So there are lots of good ways to help, sort of yummy, delicious ways that you can help out those in the Philippines with the relief efforts. So at the very Shishi Malmaison down on K Street, until November 22nd, you can go down there and have some cocktails or have some dinner. 100% of the gratuity that you leave, all the waitstaff is donating that to AmeriCare.org, which is helping with the terrible devastation. The Popple family, who are owners of Malmaison, are actually going to match dollar for dollar all the staff contribution, and all of that will go to relief overseas. So go down and leave big tips. Now at Takaya, the very hot Izakaya over in Penn Quarter, Chef Katsuya Fukushima is making a very special Filipino dish called a siksik. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's a special dish that they make in the Philippines. And whenever you order it, all the proceeds from that dish will be going to the World Food Program, which is another one of the organizations that is helping those in the Philippines. Now, there are several other restaurants that are doing specific events. The one I just want to mention, Takaya, that goes through December 31st. So you have some time to get in, order the siksik when you're in, and they will make sure that contribution is made. Now, Dirty Martini, the DuPont Bar, is hosting its third annual mixology competition tomorrow, November 18th, and they will donate 50% of ticket sales to the typhoon victims. Cuba Libre is doing a $20 entry fee for their November 20th fundraiser. All funds will go directly to the Red Cross, and there's going to be a huge raffle and $1 drinks. Again, everything to the Red Cross. Now, local skating rinks, the Pentagon Row Ice Rink and the Rockville Town Square Ice Rink, which both just recently opened, they are going to donate $1 from each skating ticket sold next weekend, November 23rd and 24th. That will go to the American Red Cross. And lastly, at Cashin's Eat Place up in Adams Morgan, they are donating 100% of their proceeds from a November 24th event. They're doing a huge event November 24th. Mm-hmm. And all the proceeds will go to the Red Cross. And there's going to be great food and great cocktails. It's $40 a ticket. It's a must hit and a must do.
That's awesome. Lots of good work and good plans there. Thanks a lot, Nikki.
You're very welcome.
Nikki Nellis of The List, Are You On It? She's also co-anchor of The Foodie and the Beast every Sunday on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. It is 12:54.